Now, Hei Chidomi, what's the case talking about? Hei Chidomi, the Yom that the bottom first started off to say, I'll pay the Esrim, the Echad, I'll pay 21. Now, a fifth of that is comes out to be 26 and a dinner. And since this other one is saying he'll give 26, that's 5 more, so you have to add 5 to your 26 and a dinner, which comes out to 31 and a dinner. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Habaylum Kredmim. But for Yimlam, if the Baalim did not say he'll pay 21, but rather he only said he'll pay 20. So according to his Cheshman, he has to pay 20, even with the Chayim, which is only 25. And now that somebody else says he'll pay 26, Aymla, he has a right to say to Hegish, listen, he got Ticha. I have somebody, it's in my place, meaning he'll pay you more. So therefore we leave the Baalim alone, and we tell this person, let him pay the 26. Because according to how much the Baalim wants to pay, he offered to pay 20, and his fifth makes it only to be 25. And if somebody else offers to pay 26, Anech Nami will leave the Baalim alone and will let this other person pay the 26. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, by the Mishnah on Daf Chof Ches here on Omer Alfi on top. Mishnah says, Machrim Odom Mitzoynoi Umivkoroi Umeyavodov Umishivchoisov Haknanim. Because you want to be machrim something, we'll soon see it's a machlekes whether it goes to the kahanim or whether it goes to the bedek habayis. But the chiddush is you can't make everything your own chayrim. You're going to do it mitzoynoi from your tzoyn. We'll soon see it means not all your sheep, whereas mitkor were not all your bokor, from yavodim and not all of them. Or misteach uzosoi, the same thing, and from your steach uzo, from karka that you own, that you're yasha from your father. The Rashi says it means miksas soynoi. Part of it, some of it you're allowed to say. I'm a reihen chayrim v'nois l'koyin. It's Rashi, our Mishnah Stam goes, you give it to the koyin. So Mishnah says though, but v'im hechrim es kulam, let's say you're machrim all yitzoyin or all yibokar, then ain't a machrim, then it's not chal, then it's no good. Rashi says, kulamin shalai shay eliyatz meklum, you do not leave off anything for yourself. And of course, Mishnayas, it means anytime, just even kol hamin. If you machrim all the tzoyin you have, that's also no good. Not only have you machm everything, but even just all the tzoyin, that's also not good. Give Rebbe Elazar, these are the words of Rebbe Elazar. Omar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, so Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, the first one is Rebbe Elazar, and this is your Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, that Ma'im l'gvoya, enodim rishur l'hachrim kol nechosef, he learns out from this, Madhaku, you want to give it like the Hegdash, you want to give it to the Kahanim, you can't give away everything you own. Person should be careful about his own property and like not stop to give it away. You shouldn't give away all your property to other people. The similar, we have a law that in Ushadi Masak and Mabazal Yval Yossi, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth. That's even for stock, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth. Because right now from over here, you shouldn't give away all your property. Yeah, so Rashi says the Mishnah, he's a Mishnah not talking about stock, it just means Chas on the Chos, Rashi says, Le'yavazvim lehedyit. You should not give it away, stamp to another person, you shouldn't give away for present, let's say, all your property. So Mer says, Ne'minuha Ne'mili, how do we know this, that you shouldn't make everything you have chayrim, or all the tzoyin, all the bakar? Minuha Ne'mili, the Torah Rabban went like this, the Pasuk says, Mikol asher loy, Mikol, from everything you have, but for loy kol asher loy, not everything you have. Me yodam, for loy kol odam, not all the yodam. Odam here means anavodam kananim, but not every one you shouldn't give away. Me behema, the same thing, for loy kol behema. Me stay achuza, for loy kol stay achuza. Yochlai would have thought to say, loy yechrim, stam lechatchili, you should not be machrim, you shouldn't give away all your animals or all your avodim. But v'yem hechrim, if he did do it though, but the yevid, maybe yehe mechuramim, maybe wudichal, but the yevid, on this time alone, the Pasuk says, ach, Tivu Rebbe Elazar, ach is a miyot to say here, it's even b'di'evet. That's not chal if you give away all your tzoyin to Hegdish, to the Kanim. On this, Omer Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Mariam l'gvoy, yeinodim ishor l'achrim, kol nechosav, and alachas kama v'kama, she yodim chas on nechosav. The person should not give away all his property to somebody else. So most of the tzrich, we need both chidushim like in the Mishnah. Utsrich need the chiddush by every min by itself to say you should not give everything. You shouldn't give from everything you have. Have a mina called the isle loy. Lachrim, you shouldn't be machrim every single thing you own. Then maybe if you want to give away just all your sheep, you're allowed to. Because Rachmana Torah says, no, may Adam, v'loy kol Adam. You can't even give away all your avodim, all your avodim kananim. You cannot give them away. So even like from one min, you cannot give everything. Now, because Rachmana would have just said, may Adam, means you can't give away your avodim. Why? D'loy sagile b'loy avoida. Because you can't manage without having people work for you. Like a person needs avodim. So maybe the other term like was marked enough to give everything away. Avul sod, but on the property. Sagilei disturin, maybe enough of you be a disturin. Rashi says it means that maybe you'll be an oris, you work for somebody else, you'll be a sharecropper with somebody else, and you'll be mekabel, a third of the property. Fourth, so maybe it's enough not that you own your own, not that you have to own your own property, but you work on somebody else's. So Kamash will know, even your sodaros, you should not sell everything. V'yashmin ha'nitarati, these two things, yavodim and yisodois, mishon lochech yusav, lochech yusav, you live on these things, that's your panosa. Avu metaltlim, just on utensils you have. I would have thought to say, lechar minukula, you'll have to be machim all your utensils you want. Yisricha, that's the chiddish, that even the utensils also you should not. Rashi says, therefore says, mikol ha'shaloi, v'loi kol ha'shaloi, dehainu metaltlim. Now, behemah lom, what do you have to have the drush off from behemah also, you can't give away all your animals? Like the time, like we learned, that Yochol Yachrim Ode Benoyu Vitoi Avodim Shechoysov Ivrim. Maybe a person could even be Machrim to give away his own children, his own Avodim Ivrim, V'Sodim Miknosoi, and the sod that you bought of somebody else, which really means it has to go away, it has to go back to the original Bailim. So maybe these things you could be Machrim, means give it over to the Kahanim to say the Kahanim should own it. Rashi says, "Bita yesto shus lemoichra bekatnusoi v'lo benaros." Like "bita" here means benoyed lo bekasha. We found the word benoyed. We have to take out. Yeah, on the sheet it says benoyed labdavka. It only says benoy agav bitoy. But the main thing is, I would have thought to say, just like a father has a right to sell his daughter before she's an arif and omer ria, maybe he could also give her away to the kahanim. Maybe your own daughter you could give away, or else your Evid Ivri, or your Omavri you could give away. Tam Levin, the Apostle says, no behema. That ma behema, yeshla rishus lamaychra, means loilam. You could sell an animal forever. Is av kosh yeshla rishus lamaychra. Anything else also that you have rishus to sell forever. On that you have aloha, you're allowed to be machramit. But these things, no. For at Gemara, v'alai bita ketan yeshla rishus lamaychra. Are you allowed to sell your young daughter for an omri? You could sell her. Says so yochu yachrimenu. Maybe you can make a din chirim on as she goes to the works for the kahanim. On this talmud, the pasuk says no behema. That ma behema yeshto rishus lemoichru liyelam. A stam mechira behema. You can sell her forever. You can sell the animal forever. Is avkol sheyeshto rishus lemoichru liyelam. Has to be something you can sell forever. And this you can't sell forever. So therefore, these things are no din chirim chal. Now it says in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So kol shchein lehedyit, for your friend you should not give away everything you own. So Mor says the Chura Hainot Tanakam. Like, what's the difference? Tanakam also agrees. Like, what is he adding on? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Mor says yes. Ikavanah could be the difference would be the Rabbi Eloi in Rabbi Eloi's halacha. What's that? The Yomer Rabbi Elo that Biyushes can nusha them in a takonom hamavazveis al yavazveis yoshem echoimesh. That somebody wants to give away, even for that niyam, for tztokom, you should not give away more than a fifth of your property. A fifth, you shouldn't, more than a fifth not. A tenth is tztokom, that's you're supposed to. A fifth, if you want to, that's a bigger midah, but more than a fifth not. Rashi says, the gamrina miyakov, the chsiv bey, treni surin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, isled Rabbi Loi, holds like that. Tos lashmin and shiyodam chasan chosov. You shouldn't give away that much, shouldn't give away more than a fifth even tztokom. But Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar, Tanakam alesta de Rabbi Elo. Ti bizvus tu vla ichbis lon. Le shashay li yatsma ktsas. Tu me de cherim. According to him, would be enough as long as you leave over something for yourself. But as much as you want to give stock, you'd be allowed to, as long as you don't give away everything, just like by cherim. As long as you don't give away all your tzayin, you're allowed to. So I'll be the machlokes, and give away more than a fifth, for tztaka, or like to be hold from Rabbi Elo, you're not. Yeah. Now the Mor says, Maisa, once happened a story, Beyod to be ech with one person, Shebikesh Levas was Yosem Mechomish, he wanted to give away more than a fifth of his property for tztaka. In his chaver, did not let him give it away. Umanu, who was his chaver? Who was his friend? Rabbi Yeshevov, who was Rabbi Yeshevov? He also held the Gabalos of Menazariah. V'yarmilo, Rabbi Yeshevov, is some still the opposite way. Rabbi Yeshevov was the one that wanted to give it away. So, Nichol Echaver, Umanu, Rabbi Kiva. They all hold, right? These both two shittas, both hold like Gabalos of Menazariah, like Ulis, Ilos, Takonam, the Reinach Nami. The Yevazli should not give away more than a fifth. Now the Mishnah says, Hamachrim b'noi ubitoi v'yavodev shivchosa yivrim. Somebody is machr, is his son or his daughter, like we had before, it's not chal. Yavodev yevet ivri shivchosa yivrim will stay miknosai, or also thought that you bought off somebody else. That the locher is, it has to go back to the original owner on Yovel. So you do not own it forever, you can't sell it forever. Is ein mukhram, the cherim is not chal. That's the klalish shein. No, the machrim dover shein eshaloi. You can't be machrim something you don't own. It's not yours completely. If you don't own it forever, it's not. You can't be machrim it. Yeah. Hakahana, the Mishnah says, Hakahana balaviyim ain machrim. They also have no din to be machrim. Divrei Rav Yehuda is the words of Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Naiman, no, Hakahanim ain machrim. Only kahanim can be machrim. Why? Shachrom shalahem. Because cherim is a new type of a hegdish. We'll see later when you machr something, so it has a din kedusha on it until you give it away to the kohen. The mitzvah is to give it to the kohen, and by the kohen it becomes his private property. It's like chulin by him. For the kids, the mitzvah is to give it to kahanim. So therefore, kahanim can't be machrim because it's like you one pocket to another pocket. For leviyim machrim, but the leviyim could be machrim. They'll have a chiyuv to give it to a kohen. Shein hacharom shalahem. The charom does not belong to the leviyim; it goes to a kohen. So the kitzur to machlokes could kahanim and levim that Tanakam holds kahanim and levim a machrim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. If Shimon holds no, only a kohen but a levi could. Omar Rabbi says like this: Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I like Rabbi Yehuda's word that he says both cannot. Bekakois, that's by karkush. Now the pasuk says ki achuzas oylem hilahem, that the property should always belong to them. Mashmash to stay by a kohen but a levi, they should not give it away. So therefore, he holds that they cannot be machrim the karka. But v'divrei Rabbi Shimon, he likes the words of Rabbi Shimon that says only a kohen cannot, but Levi could. But metaltlim shein achrom shalhem. Then it's a good sort of say where Levi should be able to, because it doesn't belong to Levi anyway. So therefore, by metaltlim he should be able to. So that's this possible case by Levim and Kanam ki achuzas oylem hilahem, that the property should always stay by them, and therefore, if a Levi would be machrim his karka, it would not come to stay by him or go out to the Kanam. That's a svar why your levy cannot be machrim even, it cannot be machrim kakois. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he says what? A kohen and levim, both cannot be machrim. So bishle mekahanim machrimim, shechrom shalahem. It goes to them anyway, so what kind of cherim is it? El levim, bishle mekakoi loy mecharmi. It's good, we understand why by karki he'll hold. They can't be machrim, the kak, as if to say they want to give it away to the kahanim. You see the pasuk says, ki achuzas oylem hilahem, the property should always be to them. It should not go away from them. Elo but metaltli lecharmi. Why? What's wrong with Yehuda? Why can't a Levi make charamim on his metaltlim? Mor says, Amar Kora Posik says, mikol asheloi umisode achuza. Says here, mikol asheloi, says the hekesh over here. This is talking about Mastan by the parasha of charamim. That makish metaltlim lechakois. So just like a Levi cannot be machrim his karko, who then he cannot be machrim his metal lamida. Yeah. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said this: Bishleim mekahanim kediyamor. Shimon said, Bishleim mekahanim. Understand why they can't make cherim? Because it goes back into their own pocket. So you understand. El levim, Bishleim metal lam lechorim. Levim, Bishleim with the metal lam is okay. They can be chorim. Why? Because he also lemakish. He's not makish metal lam to kakois of the levim. Elo mekakoi amai, but kakoi, how could Rabbi Shimon say that levim could be machrim mashmi even the kakois? I accept the pasuk says achulas or achuzas oylem hilahem. It should always stay by them. So how could they machrim and give it away to the kahanim? So Gemara says my machrimim nami de kamar. What does Rabbi Shimon mean to say when he holds that levim could be machrim? Metaltlim, he only meant to say the metaltlim, that's what Levim could do. Yeah. For the Gemara, no, for me, the Torah says, since it doesn't say for. Omer Rebbe says, Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, I like what Rabbi Yehuda says with Mekakoi. But with Divrei Rabbi Shimon Metaltlim, it's so Mechlad, Rabbi Shimon, he himself, from Mekakoi Namikoma. Like Rabbi just said, I like what Rabbi Shimon said, Negeyat Metaltlim. Mashmur Rabbi Shimon himself holds that even Karkoi is also a Levi could be Machrim. The question is why? Tomorrow says, no, okay, come. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Omer Rabbi says that Nirun Divrei Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, the Karkois, I like what Rabbi Yehuda says that a Levi cannot be Machim as Kaka, according to Rabbi Shimon. You know why? Sheaf Rabbi Shimon Lenechloku Olav. Even Rabbi Shimon himself would also agree to this Svara, that a Levi cannot be Machrim his Sada, his fields, because by doing that he's giving it away to the Kahanim, that says, Achuzas Oilam Loy, should say it to him. Lenechloku, what does he argue? Elva Metaltim, that's the Ramachloy, because a Levi be Machrim his Metaltim. Aber wir kakoi is moi delay. Sehr vor das Makash. Om wir haben hier waraven. Hechrim metaltlim. Let's say somebody is machrim his metaltlim. He says, I raise you chayrim. So we're going now that this is the way you be machdish it right now. But the loch of this hegdish is that it goes to the kohen, you have to give it to a kohen. So loch is noistam lechol kohen she is. Give it to any kohen you want. Shinem HaPosik says, Kol chayrim be Yisrael,